I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent John Gramble reports that shortly after a rocket landed near the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, U.S. President Trump warned Iran not to threaten the U.S.
We're not sure if this is what sparked a tweet from U.S. President Donald Trump, but in the hours afterwards, Trump tweeted, quote, "If Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. Never threaten the United States again."
AP correspondent John Gambrill. Just 3 days earlier, Mr. Trump appeared to be backing away from his apparently hawkish stance against Iran, saying he would be willing to talk with Iran. When asked by a reporter at the White House if the U.S. was going to war with Iran, Mr. Trump replied, "I hope not." At least a dozen people, mostly South Africans, have been injured in an explosion targeting a tourist bus in Egypt. According to security sources, Reuters' David Doyle has more details.
They said Sunday's blast took place near a museum being built close to the Giza pyramids. This witness is saying he was in a car right behind the bus and that all the foreigners in the front were injured. A security source said the vehicle was carrying 25 South Africans from the airport to the pyramids area. The explosion occurring a few hundred meters from the Grand Egyptian Museum, due to open next year. Four Egyptians in a nearby car were injured by broken glass. Egyptian security forces are waging a counter-insurgency campaign against Islamist militants, some with links to Islamic State, that is focused in the north of the Sinai Peninsula, though attacks outside Sinai have been relatively rare.
Reuters' David Doyle. The United States ambassador to China is visiting Tibet to meet local officials and visit religious and cultural heritage sites. During his visit, Terry Branstad is expected to raise concerns about restrictions on Buddhism and the preservation of Tibet's unique culture and language, according to a statement emailed to members of the media by an embassy spokesman. This is VOA News. Sudanese citizens are criticizing Stephen Coutsis, the American representative to Sudan, for dining with one of Sudan's most notorious warlords. VOA's Jason Patinkin has details.
Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, known by his nickname Hemeti, is the commander of the feared Rapid Support Forces militia, which has been implicated in atrocities in Darfur and other areas. Hemeti was a commander of the Janjaweed militia, which is accused of committing genocide in Darfur more than a decade ago. Coutsis spoke to VOA about why he attended the event.
I've come here every year since I've been here to support the Darfuri people. This is the third time I've come to this iftar that is hosted by Sultan Ahmed Ali Dinar. So I was pleased to come for the third time.
Hemeti is deputy chairman of Sudan's ruling military junta, which seized power in April after the ouster of longstanding dictator Omar al-Bashir following months of street protests. Jason Patinkin for VOA News, Khartoum.
Bahrain is in the U.S. said Sunday that they're hosting a Peace to Prosperity conference in late June to promote better economic fortunes for Palestinians if a peace agreement can be reached with Israel. The White House has pledged to unveil a new Mideast peace plan in the coming weeks, one partly crafted by Jared Kushner, President Donald Trump's son-in-law and a White House advisor. Israel and the Palestinians have failed for decades to reach a peace accord, but the U.S. plans to showcase the economic component of the new peace plan at the economic conference in the Capitol on June 25th and 26th. Hundreds of demonstrators in Alabama held marches on Sunday to protest the state's new abortion law, which makes performing an abortion a felony in nearly all cases, the most severe law of its kind in the nation. The demonstration took place 3 days after Governor Kay Ivey signed the bill into law, saying that it reflects the deeply held belief of many Alabama residents that every life is a sacred gift. Demonstrators on Sunday disagreed, carrying signs saying, "My body, my choice," and "Abortion is health care." The law allows abortion only in cases where a mother's health is at stake and makes no exception for cases of rape or incest. Nearly 400 graduating seniors of Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia, got a special graduation gift on Sunday. This year's commencement speaker, billionaire investor and philanthropist Robert Smith, announced to the graduates of the all-male, historically black college that he will pay off the student debt for the entire class. He said he expects the graduates to use their good fortune to pay it forward by helping other people in the future. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.